Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American Amanda Knox has just been convicted of slander in Italy and sentenced to 3 years behind bars. She will not serve any of that since she already served 4 years for her murder conviction, but then it was overturned by a European court. New policy at the southern border as President Biden's executive order kicks in. It took effect overnight, putting a cap on the number of migrants who cross into this country illegally seeking asylum in the U.S. ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Immigration advocates worry Biden's executive order will only worsen the already months-long backlog at border crossings, struggling with a lack of resources. But President Biden says he had no choice in taking this executive action because Republicans rejected a bipartisan border security bill earlier this year at the urging of former President Trump.
President Biden now in France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion on June 6th. A gunman shot and captured by Lebanese soldiers after a shootout at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. No one else hurt. This is ABC News. One of the world's biggest music producers is now facing sexual assault charges.
The Dream has written and produced some of the biggest hits of all time. For Beyonce, Rihanna, Justin Bieber, and more, and now he's been hit with allegations of rape, sexual battery, and sex trafficking. In a lawsuit filed Tuesday in Los Angeles, Shahnaz Mangro says she met The Dream, a.k.a. Tarius Nash, when she was 23 and new to L.A. from the Netherlands, and he promised to make her a superstar, but instead, she says he became an abusive and controlling boyfriend. In a statement to the New York Times, Nash calls the allegations untrue and defamatory. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Hollywood.
More water problems in Atlanta just as a couple of big water main breaks are being fixed. Another 6-inch main has ruptured. Parts of the city have had water disrupted since last week. Officials there are blaming aging infrastructure. And speaking of aging, it may be time to upgrade your old Apple TV if you want to keep streaming Netflix. The streaming service says at the end of July it will stop support for second and third generation Apple TVs. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has filed felony charges against two attorneys and an aide of former President Donald Trump. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are facing charges of forgery for submitting paperwork falsely claiming Trump had won Wisconsin in the 2020 election. Call says the investigation is ongoing.
We're going to follow the facts wherever they lead. The investigation is not focused on any particular person, but on those facts and what information we can gather.
Each felony charge is punishable by up to 6 years in prison and fines up to $10,000. Chesbro, Troupas, and Roman are due in court on September 19th. A woman from Madison won the Ironman European Championship on Monday in Germany. It was 39-year-old Jackie Herring's first Ironman in 9 years. Herring is expected to race in the Ironman World Championship in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers fall in extra innings. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. It was the Phillies in the 10th inning yesterday to take the win.
Line drive game, to baby. Right field. He is the hero. A one hop off the wall. Here comes Merrifield, and the Phillies will win it. In the bottom of the 10th inning, Nick Castellanos, an RBI double. 2-1 Phillies.
And that score, your final in 10 innings. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers couldn't come up with the big hit when they needed it.
We didn't execute when we had to, and we didn't get the big hit. And, I thought our pitching staff did a nice job for the most part and kind of didn't get things to go our way. So, yeah. Results in the loss and the extra inning loss stuff.
It'll be the Brewers and the Phillies one more time this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A lingering shower or a thundershower this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon with a slight chance of another isolated shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon or early evening. A little breezy today with a high of 78, tonight 58, tomorrow a few sprinkles, still windy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, Todd Albaugh here. Join us next time when Pat Kreitel of Up North News Radio and our executive producer, Lukester Mathers, joins us. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Soggy Wednesday to you.
At the bike? No, I don't. I was going to bring my bike. I looked outside.
Well, you know what?
I
know it because I was looking at a thing here. And Todd does a phenomenal job at the, what's going on and what day it is. But there's also, did you see this up here? Today is National Running Day. So I thought maybe you could just, instead of taking your bike and then that water comes up the back and the whole thing, you could just do it that
run
way.
Run here. Huh. I wish you would have known that.
I know. Well.
Todd, I guess send it to me at home.
Yeah.
but you riding the bike yesterday was great. And I love the fact that you had your dress shoes on and you were dressed very nicely.
Nice little work pants.
Yep. And there you went down the street on the way. How was the ride home? You said
it was uphill.
Yeah.
It was uphill, you guys. Oh, you guys have been to my house.
Why do they do that, huh? Why do they make hills?
So the water. Yeah, it's very gradual, but it's a hill.
So how did you feel afterward?
Well, I have those different gears. I hadn't ridden that bike in a while. So I had to, make it a lot easier to pedal. The steeper the hill, the easier I made it to pedal. So, no, I made it. I didn't have to, stop or anything.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. It was fine. Cars are respectful. This is a good place to bike. And they got those Cheryl Lanes, on Washington Street. So...
Those make me nervous, though, I'll be honest with you. If somebody's distracted and they, they're so close to you.
They are, because what they do is...
You're part of traffic.
Right. They allow the cars to park along, and then they have the bike lane and then the traffic lane. That is, there isn't a lot of room between the car and the bike. You're right.
Yeah.
Peter Flukey gave you a thumbs up on social media.
Nice.
Put together a little video of you driving away, and he goes, I support this 100%.
Well, that's quite the compliment.
And I talked to the guy yesterday outside your house. I'm going to try to go get a bike today.
Today. Yeah, I could maybe help you with that if you need that. The guy who lives next to me works for that bike collective. Johnny and I stopped at my house yesterday because I forgot something, and he got talking to Brian, and yeah, they're open today. What do you say, one?
I think so.
Yeah.
So, like you said, it's all volunteer type place, so it's tough but
pricing on those bikes, people, you don't want to go spend a ton of money on a bike, but you don't want to buy junk either because it's a problem.
Well, I want something, that's the thing, I want something that's been upgraded, or not upgraded, but it's tuned up.
Tuned up. And
that's what I'm, just the brakes are working and the tires are good.
Cables are all good.
Cables are good. That's what I want. I was going to go walking yesterday. I was going to try to do 10,000 steps yesterday.
Wow. Yeah.
It was so bleeping hot and humid.
It was hot yesterday.
It was like, holy man.
Was it that hot or was it just the humidity?
I think it was the humidity or something. It was crazy. Wasn't it, Todd?
It was. In fact, we already got a text this morning on it. Best weather of the year so far, 86 degrees, 70% humidity.
Wow, 70%.
Wow.
That's incredible. And here we just had Mark Houston on talking about, you know, that kind of weather, what it can do to you when you're working out and everything, when you're running or practicing or those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Today is a day for something that I don't think ever was needed. Just being honest. It just, you know, things that say, oh, the pet rock, oh, the, right, you know, little wheel you roll or whatever, and different things like that. Veggie Burger Day. Yeah. Who needs a veggie burger? Here's what you do. Either eat a burger, and I'm gonna do a Larry McCarron impersonation.
All right.
You get a hamburger. You put it on the grill. All right. Put it in, and you cook it, and then you eat it. And then you get some vegetables. You get good vegetables. You get good cucumbers and yams and lettuce. And potatoes, and a lot of vegetables, and you eat them.
Thanks for joining us, Larry.
But you know what you don't do? You don't take the vegetables and make them a burger. Okay? Yeah. Nobody does that. There's just no reason to do that. Yeah. So that was my inner Larry McCarron.
That was, I could see him saying that, but those are so popular.
Veggie burgers?
Oh, my God. We got Costco sells them. We got those in the freezer. Right. People come over and...
But I get it. If you want a burger, you want meat.
No,
if you want
don't.
Vegetables, you want vegetables.
Mm, they don't.
Why combine the two?
We always offer the two. Always.
Really?
Always. Always. People come over, a band concert or something, like, you want a burger? Yeah, a veggie or a regular burger?
I'm sorry. I tried one time and it's like, why am I eating this?
I think they even... I don't know how long ago that was.
And I'm a big vegetable guy. You know that.
Yeah, they're... I don't know. When... They're good now. I mean, they are.
All right.
If there's absolutely nothing else in the house, I will have one, but that's not my first pick at all. But
you never know it.
Oh, no, it's not. You would know it. You know it.
No, looking at you. You never know that's your first pick. I'm just saying. Todd, how about you? Veggie burgers? Yes or no?
You have to excuse me. I was going through somebody's desk looking for some Post-it notes, and I found some candy. So I just
or that.
I don't mind a black bean burger.
Yeah.
Once in a while. I've never heard of that.
Well, those, right, Todd?
Yeah, they're pretty
like
good.
The most popular thing out there with veggie burgers. If you go to Costco, Johnny, they got, you know, the cases that you open up, and I'll bet you it's maybe not equal, but one of those big cases to maybe two of the regular burgers. They're very, very popular. The bean burgers.
Do you cook them, or do you eat them raw?
No, you do.
I mean, you cook them, okay.
Just like you would a normal burger.
Okay.
But it's kind of a crapshoot, Jim. You never know if you're going to get something that tastes okay, right? Pretty good. There's some bad stuff out there, too.
Those vegan burgers,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. I didn't care for those.
Well, that's what we're talking about here, vegan burgers, aren't we?
Well, there's bean burgers, there's veggie burgers, there's vegan. They have a variety.
What do you put on? Do you put ketchup on them?
Yeah, you act like it's an actual... burger.
Okay.
You pretend.
But
I would still rather have.
Today is. Today is.
They're a little
I really am. Great day. It's also National Hamburger Helper Day. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. National. Oh, he just took it off. Yeah,
I didn't see that.
National Hamburger Helper Day.
Yeah.
No. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Wait a minute. No, that's this. Look at this. National Powdered Milk Day. Oh, that's a good one. I always like that one.
John, you're making that up. Some people think you're...
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right there.
Those burgers, though, those veggie burgers are worth trying. They're good for you.
Okay.
So.
All right. Just saying. It's gingerbread day. Never a gingerbread fan.
No.
Never a gingerbread fan.
No.
Todd?
Yeah.
Nah.
No. No.
Nobody likes gingerbread. National Running Day, as I mentioned. In honor of my grandma. Grandma Pizzotti. National Moonshine Day.
Yep.
Very nice. Thank you for that, Todd.
You got it.
Thank you for thinking of Rosa, Grandma Rosa.
She actually did time, huh?
2 years.
Wow. That's like, wow. Was it a big deal? Did the press cover that?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Some old lady going to prison?
Oh, yeah.
Did she like?
Dom's got, you know what? We talked to my aunt when Dom was doing a story on her about that, you know? And we went and visited my aunt who was staying in Manitowoc at the Venetian Village. And she said she actually... life in prison was actually than life at home.
It was better?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oh,
prison was better.
Yeah.
Well, because my grandpa got hurt really bad in the mine in a cave-in.
Yeah.
And could never work again. And you're getting like no money. There was no union. There was nothing back in those days. You got like nothing. She had 6 kids. Husband couldn't work. Whew. Trying to eke out a living. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So couldn't speak English.
Was she selling the stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Everybody sold it. Everybody sold it. We've got that. Dom actually found. Dom is on. If any, let me tell you something. I'm not talking about old Mike, but if anybody needs something researched in your family in regards to like your lineage, your genealogy, your things from 100 years ago, he has such a way of finding things like that. You can't believe it. So, yeah.
That, I don't know. That's just kind of, I told you this before. You're the only guy I know whose grandma did time. And I think that's, like, what was it like? Did she? Was she
it was
like
the same prison.
The man? Was she like? Did she pump iron and become, you know, get a tattoo and
that? I don't know.
Become like the.
I don't know. She was in the same prison in West Virginia that what's her name went to then? The cook, the Martha Stewart.
Oh.
The prison is still going in West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll bring Dom in to talk about something. He knows all about it.
Thing.
But it's funny when you saw the actual the court thing, it talked about one of the things was for having too much like copper wire. Another thing was having for too. It's almost like nowadays with drug paraphernalia. So it'd be too much yeast or flour or something that they had.
Oh,
so it was all part of the stuff.
You don't need all this for a normal life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they got busted for that and listed the other people too and everything. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, isn't that crazy?
Did she have six kids? She didn't have six kids when she went to.
Oh, yeah.
What did they do with the kids?
My mom and her older sister had to take care of them all. And my mom was 16, I think. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. The judge would put her away.
Isn't that though?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Moonshine.
Slap on the wrist.
Well, that was such a.
I know. Yeah.
That's prohibition, right? That's the during that time?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say 1935.
And everybody was doing that.
Everybody was making their own wine, their own stuff.
And Kennedy's.
Yeah, exactly. Joseph Kennedy. That's how he became a billionaire. Was by importing scotch, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
I feel bad for her. All right.
Yeah.
But she got out, was it a real festive? Did she, like, go around on a talking circuit?
No.
I mean, I think that's like.
No.
They kept
it super quiet. Super quiet. Mm-hmm. We didn't know about it for a lot of years. Super quiet.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm glad she's, well, yeah, wow. That's incredible. I mean, and that wasn't, sometimes I think about, I hear these things, like, you're going to talk a lot about D-Day tomorrow, but. Some of that stuff is not that long ago.
Right.
You know, I think sometimes we read it or because we didn't live it, we think it's ancient history.
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah.
I mean, you're.
Yeah. Can you imagine sending a mother of six.
No.
Whose husband is, as they used to say, and not a term you use anymore, but was crippled up, as they used to say. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So some things are getting better.
There you go. Today is also Hot Air Balloon Day. Okay. Did you see that national story, Todd?
No.
Another one hit a power line.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Three people hospitalized.
No.
So you go ahead, Jim. You go up in your hot air balloons.
Yes.
Okay.
Why do they go where there's wires? You know, I don't know.
Because they can't control them. The wind just takes them and blows them where they want to go.
Did you not learn anything from the Wizard of Oz?
Nothing. Remember they hit that power line?
I can't stop it.
Yes.
And he floats off without Dorothy.
Okay. I got to take better notes next time. All right.
Todd, I got to, oh my God, I thought of you yesterday. You got to try to look this up. It had Paul Lynde's all-time greatest comebacks.
Okay.
And one was...
Hollywood Squares?
The lion wanted a heart.
Right.
Okay. The lion wanted courage.
Yeah.
Tin Man wanted a heart.
Right.
What did the straw man want? And Paul Lynde's answer, the Tin Man to pay more attention to him.
I actually have a weird tie-in to The Wizard of Oz and funny. Paul Lynde.
All right.
That I'll share when we come
back. Oh, we got to do it.
Cool.
We got a lot going on. Oh, this is a great song.
Watermelon Moonshine.
Oh, man. One of the all-time great songs. We got to send it to a break.
Grandma's favorite.
It's dedicated to Rosa. Back after this. Mason jar, drinking watermelon moonshine.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball?
to show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee-Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Great song. Great song.
I like her a lot.
I do too. I want to go see Deanna Carter. She's coming to the Meyer, right?
Yeah.
I like her. You know that one, Strawberry Wine?
No, but I saw they put their 24-25 lineup out yesterday. So Matt Gable, who runs the Meyer, he's going to be coming on. I
Okay.
Come yesterday. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
What's this announcement you got here from CrossFit, Todd?
So Kyle from Luxembourg, it's Buddy Week.
Okay.
And I haven't shared that on the show yet, but it's Buddy Week, and apparently CrossFit Green Bay members, you can bring a buddy to work out. So I think he's offering to take you guys to
you
CrossFit.
CrossFit?
I was a CrossFit member at one time.
Let's go run a marathon this afternoon. CrossFit is intense. Just,
with my new hip, I don't think I can do it.
Otherwise,
I would.
I would, but I don't have the time.
Yeah. I would, though.
Appreciate the listeners looking out for
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Kyle.
What else we got as far as, like, helping us out?
So, Paul Lind, okay?
Yes.
Paul Lind. And again, it ties into the Wizard of Oz very strangely, but he did a special back in, like, the late 70s, and it was a Halloween special with Kiss, the band.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And so, on the show, Billy Hayes, who played Witchy Poo from H.R. Puff and Stuff, and Margaret Hamilton, the witch from The Wizard of Oz, were on this special, along with Betty White, who else? Tim Conway, Florence Henderson, Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Oh, okay, if that doesn't scream 1976, is that what you said, 76?
That just screams it. He's literally, like, you know, doing his thing, right, to Kiss and stuff.
Oh, that's a good Paul Lind.
That's
a really good Paul Lind.
It's really uncomfortable to watch.
Really?
Yeah, and you can find it, like, on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just really
Boy, Kiss has been around that long,
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing when you think about that? I was never a Kiss person. You?
No, but I was surprised. I told you when they came here. How popular that is.
Oh, I know. Amazingly. But it's just like a lot of my guys, I remember it's like they came to Duluth when we were in northern Minnesota. It's like, oh, man, we got to see Kiss.
Yeah. They have a really strong, like almost the Dead. Like, they have a
fervent fan
base. Man, do they? It was crazy because I told you we were at the Rush and it was, I'm sure it was sold out. It was just, you know, it was nuts, the people there.
The Rush. Were they at the Rush?
Yeah, I think.
Were they? Was Kiss at the Rush? Oh, I don't know.
Maybe not. No, I guess it was the Brown County.
When you talk, how long ago are you talking?
I don't know, 8 years.
Really?
2016.
They were at the Rush?
Yep.
Wow. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I gave him a key to the city. I was up on stage with them.
How were they? Because I don't think they do a lot with the media.
Oh, they were great.
Because they were at, I want to say they were at Rock USA when we used to do that. And I don't think they did anything media-wise.
No,
meet and greets or anything like that.
No, they had a meet and greet in the back.
Wow.
Yeah, they did. Nope. And it was pictures. You kind of stand in line, get pictures taken, and then, you know, a couple of us went into their dressing room and had dinner.
Cocktails?
You did not.
I swear to God.
You had dinner with Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this.
Why are we just hearing about this? We're a year into the show, and this is just coming out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have pictures?
I'm sure. I don't know, mommy.
If you have a picture of you and Kiss, we got to put that all over our Facebook.
Okay, I think I told you.
I don't know of another human being that I know personally that has a picture taken with
the guy
with them,
the main guy,
of Kiss,
Paul Stanley.
No,
you
thought the other guy,
the main guy. He had the TV show with his kids. He's married to the former Playmate.
I'm surprised you weren't there. He's a big veterans guy.
I know he is.
Okay, so this is what happened.
And his mom went through the Holocaust.
Gene Simmons?
Gene Simmons.
There you go.
Okay, Gene Simmons. So his assistant called City Hall and said, hey, you know, Kiss is coming to the rush. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can the mayor give him a key to the city? And so Mary comes in. Mary helped.
Wait. They asked for a key to the city?
That's the story. Okay. And so Mary comes in. She goes, Kiss is coming. And I said, no. You know, I don't do that. You got to really be something special.
Right.
And then she goes back, tells the guy, no.
Well, there's money involved.
Okay.
How much? And she said, no, he goes around and collects keys to the city because he donates money to the veterans. Like 10% or maybe it's probably higher than that of their proceeds go to the veterans. And
I didn't know that.
And they do this everywhere. And so she said and cities honor him with the key to the city. I said, yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
We'll do that. Friend of the... Yeah, I give a key to the city to someone who doesn't live here, but they're a friend of the city.
Right.
So anyway, and then they gave you these all access passes. Like, I mean, and I'm talking all access,
right?
Everywhere. Security guy met us at the back door. You know, I'll tell you, I wish I would have known both you guys back then. I couldn't find anybody to go with. I'm calling people. You want to go? No, not really.
That's all sad.
But it's, well, I think Kiss.
Not one of your daughters didn't want to go?
And some people were going. No, but then my youngest daughter.
Okay, Todd, can we do a quick poll?
Sure.
Would you have gone to Kiss with the mayor?
But
yes or no? Would you have gone to Kiss with the mayor? Yes or no?
I'll tell you who I ended up going with. But okay. So my youngest daughter, and I'm like, please, just come with me. I don't want to go alone, and we'll only go for an hour. And it was great. I mean, we were behind
stage. So she did come with you then?
She went with me.
Okay.
And in their dressing room for dinner was, it wasn't.
They don't drink anymore, I don't think,
God,
right?
John, it was poached salmon.
That's what I mean.
Brown rice.
Yeah, to health things.
A little blender get your
Johnny Juice
drink. Yeah. And then we're playing on stage. We're walking behind stage. And
I think that's actually fun. I've done that not with Kiss, but not
they
with
come
big
down
people.
And
but
get their guitars.
I think that's fun, kind of being backstage.
I couldn't believe all the guitars they had.
Yeah.
Like they don't play with one guitar. You come down with those big old high heels, walking down the steps.
Aren't they all like almost 7 feet tall with those things on?
Yeah. And he guitar high. Go back up. And they were super nice, I thought.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Anyway, so then I had to give them a... So they're up on stage. And, you want to get a key to the city on the stage. So, ladies and gentlemen, we got the mayor, Grippy. Boo.
No!
It was mixed.
Okay.
Here's the reason that happens. And we are told this...
That you get booed?
Yeah. No, let me tell you this. So we learned this in mayor school. Going to sports events as a politician is not... a good idea.
You'll
Governor
always get Walker, booed. There will always be people that will boo you.
Jim Doyle, Governor Walker.
No matter
who. They were at their height of political height.
Yeah.
People go there to see sports or to see a concert. They do not want to see
a politician.
They
almost resent it that a politician's there.
Right. And they think we tried to work our way into that.
Yeah.
And it really...
Yeah.
And it was a mixture. There was, but I'm very sensitive to that.
No, but that will happen to every politician.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, but it was fun. And then we gave him the key, talked about the Packers, gave him a key, and then everybody clapped, and then I left. But they were super, super nice. And I didn't follow them, but they worked hard. And like I said, it was great. And they did, I forgot, I should know, John, how much they gave to the veterans. I don't know if they gave a dollar amount or a percent, but it was really kind what
they did. Which veterans group was it,
I don't.
Okay.
But I'm glad I did that.
Okay. That's cool. How's our poll going, Todd?
Would you have gone to see Kiss backstage with the mayor? Yes, 5%. No, 95%.
And I don't think it has anything to do
that
with
hurt.
You.
That
it
hurt.
Has a lot more
that
to do with they're not Kiss fans. I'm not a Kiss fan.
I'm sure that. Thank you, John.
It's what it is. That's what it is. Because watch, I can do the same thing here. Would you have gone backstage to see Kiss with me?
Oh, no, John,
it'll
don't
be
do
exactly
that.
The same.
No,
it'll be exactly the same. No, I won't hurt
you're
your feelings.
Setting
me up. No, I'm not setting you up. It hurts you to even say that.
We actually got a text from Luann who says she was at that concert in Kiss makeup. And she actually sent us a photo. Let me see if I can throw it up.
Oh, we got to see this,
there
Luann.
There she is. See her in the middle.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Nicely done.
Luann, that's great.
How long does it take to put something like that on? Wow. Wow. You know, I read Paul Stanley's book, actually. I like reading autobiographies.
Yeah.
Are autobiographies ones they write themselves?
Yes.
Okay. It was his. He was so bullied when he was a kid. He had, I think it was like amazingly big ears or something like, really, I mean, like really big.
That's tough.
And was, and something else. If anybody out there knows Paul Stanley's story, we'll be back right after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
If you feel like it's been a long time since you heard much about big sales of our U.S. grain going anywhere in the world, well, you're exactly right. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. In fact, John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says when it comes to soybeans, the lack of interest on our U.S. soybeans globally is what's really weighing in the marketplace.
That's the biggest thing weighing on the soybean market right now, is the pure fact that we just cannot move that product against some of the global competition. You know, right now, the new books, sales on the books for the new crop year are the worst in 23 years. China has yet to step into the soybean market and the corn market for any new crop corn or soybeans in terms of published sales. They may be on the unknown side of things in terms of some of those sales, but nothing's truly marked to China at this time frame. That has the market very concerned. And
John Heinberg, market advisor, Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. That lack of international demand continues to weigh in on our markets this morning. Numbers are next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
All right, an overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. Right now, December corn is down a penny at 4.61. November soybeans trading up 4 cents at 11.59. The July wheat's unchanged at 6.58. Barrel and black cheese were both unchanged yesterday in Chicago, but the AA butter did gain 4.25 cents to 3.16 and a quarter per pound. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 6 right now, 20.81 a hundredweight. The August milk closed 37 cents stronger, 21.09 a hundredweight. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, at least right now, currently up more than 60 points. That's just a quick snapshot of what's happening as far as the market news is concerned on a Wednesday morning. More available to you anytime. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A lingering shower or thundershower this morning, then becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon with a slight chance of another isolated shower or thunderstorm by late afternoon or early evening. A little breezy today with a high of 78, tonight 58, tomorrow a few sprinkles, still windy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 69.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids ages 6 to 13 will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC Bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply on 6/30/2024.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 15.
All right, don't forget, we've got the Scani Summer Text to Win contest coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. And we'll give you that word after 7. Jim and John, I want to let you know that there's kind of been a gauntlet thrown down with all the hosts on Civic Media.
Oh, okay.
Okay. To see who gets the most people to text in for their text to win contest.
Oh, we're going to win that.
Oh, that.
We're winning that.
No problem.
I will tell you this. We got a little ways to go.
Wait a minute, though. Are you also, is it also the people that have statewide shows, like Pete Swab, Schwab is statewide?
That's correct. So we got a little ways to go, but here's
Crudy's
the thing.
Crudy's got statewide.
Yes. But we'll go up against the other morning shows
in the company.
How do you feel about that?
Love it.
All right,
love
so
it.
Later on
what
this morning.
It?
Love it.
What do we win?
Well, you don't win anything.
Well, if we win the contest, what
How about
we
a free weekend at Kalaraba?
Kalahari?
Yeah.
Kalarabi's pretty good, too. But,
I love Kalarabi. That's the vegetable, huh?
Kalarabi's awesome.
No, that I love.
That is good stuff.
Oh.
Except you got to, if you don't pick them at the right time, they can get a little, like, woody.
Woody.
Right?
They're real crisp.
No, yeah, but. There's a point where you got to pick them at the right time.
Oh, and they're good for you. They are so good for you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do. I slice them, and I put a little bit of butter and a little bit of salt on them.
I've never done the butter.
Me either.
And a little salt and pepper. They're phenomenal.
And just a little bit of chocolate and... John,
Mr. Veggie Burger Day. Wow.
I do like kohlrabi.
And they're so fantastic for you. Up until like 5 years ago, I had never heard of a kohlrabi.
Really?
No. My dad grew more vegetables than any person I know. Never heard of a kohlrabi.
Really?
Is that like a Wisconsin thing? Is that like a Northeast Wisconsin thing?
I don't know. My grandma grew them. My aunts.
Well, I know, but you're Northeast Wisconsin. I don't think they can grow them in the UP or something. Because can you buy them from stores?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, okay. Because aren't they more of a farmer's market type of like a roadside stand?
Yeah.
Like I could see Wayne growing kohlrabis and putting honey on them. That actually does something. Big Wayne, are you listening? Big Wayne, give us a call if you have a chance. I gotta ask you something.
That does sound good.
That sounds really good.
But then there's the, right there, purple and green, right? Aren't those the two colors of kohlrabi?
I thought they're just green. I've only seen them green.
I'll look it up.
All right.
I'm pretty sure they're, and I don't know what the difference
is. That's my favorite vegetable, the kohlrabi.
So you just discovered your favorite vegetable 5 years ago.
Yeah.
There are deep violet to pale lavender ones.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When you go to the roadside stands and they have both, what is the difference? Do you know?
There's not a difference. According to this, it's just the color.
Yeah. So anyway, yes. That is
everything has to be about color with you, isn't it, Jim? Wow. Unbelievable. You know, the thing is with vegetables like that, with some of them, they say if you can handle eating the skin, sometimes the skin
has more
nutrition than anything.
That's true.
Yeah,
carrots, right?
Like they say the inside of an orange, the white part, is really nutritious.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like an apple, like they say, a glass of apple juice versus eating even just the skin of an apple are so far apart from each other as far as how good they are for you. It's mind-boggling.
But whoever, do you ever peel your apple?
No, my dad did, though.
Yeah, that's lame. I mean,
wow, call my dad lame.
No. John, why would. Okay.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Then I would, he'd peel an apple, I would eat the peel.
Oh, right. Okay.
But. He always used to have a contest if he could do it all in one without it breaking.
Right. Wasn't that kind of part of the reason why they did that?
Absolutely. But yeah, I would always eat the peel. So, you know what I used to put in my apples? Brown sugar. Did you ever put brown sugar in apples? Oh, man, that was delicious.
Yeah.
My grandma made baked apples, little brown sugar, some cinnamon.
Phenomenal.
But I read somewhere that if you see an old man sitting on a park bench.
Peeling an apple.
With his pocket knife. Yeah. And then. Eating the peel off his knife, and he gives you advice. Take it, because those guys like know everything.
Oh yeah. Good point. Why doesn't anybody carry pocket knives anymore? You ever think about that?
My dad
had a pocket knife no matter what.
And did it have like there was some cool pocket knives.
Oh yeah, I know.
It's white, like not marble, but anyway, he had a pocket
I know what type you're talking about. I know exactly the type you're talking about.
He had that for years.
And it was always super sharp.
You're right.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? Three things my dad used to carry with him all the time that I bet no one out there carries them right now. What would they be?
Did he have a coin purse?
Ring him up, Todd.
You squish that thing
together.
Absolutely.
Those little rubber, plasticky kind of things that keep changing.
That is hilarious, Johnny.
Yes.
That gives
your
me,
dad too?
That yes. That
yes.
Really yes.
How many dads out there carried one of those? Like to know how many dads out there carried one of those.
And they just squeeze it together.
Yes.
And that was so he had that. He had a pocket knife.
He'd be at
sure.
the store and you buy it there with cash. Then he'd pull that out.
Yes.
And 36, 837, Jimmy. Okay, here's 25. have 35, and they every 2 pennies, and he had put them out there, by God.
And, man, companies use those as promotional things because they put their logo on it.
Nagani
First National Bank. Yeah. I could see it in my head now. Yes.
Mino and the Mayor Show, coin purse.
Yeah,
coin
purse. We should do that. Or pocket knives.
Because what's nice is they don't, you don't lose it. It doesn't wear through your pocket
Last
pants.
Last forever. And, yes.
He always had that. And I don't know what your dad had for the third thing. Did your dad have a lighter? Did your dad smoke?
He quit when I was pretty young. So, okay. I
wouldn't put that. Yeah. Fingernail clipper?
Yes.
Yeah, my dad had that too.
Yes.
Wow.
Every dad carried a pocket knife, a fingernail clipper, and a coin thing. Didn't they, though?
Wow.
Yes. That's funny.
That our dads have more in common than we do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, how about yours, Todd?
My dad had the coin thing.
Yep.
Definitely the pocket knife. I don't think he had a nail clipper on.
Okay, for some reason, my dad.
He may have used his knife to clip his
nails. Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Or to clean their nails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Take the knife. Absolutely.
And then they'd peel an apple with it. Next thing. But yeah, that's cool. That's funny to think about. That gives me good memories.
I think we need to do. We need to put out Mino and the Mayor, pocket knives, and coin purses. Of course, you know what else? Okay, so then he'd always wear work shirts. You know those Dickies? You know the dark green or whatever work shirts?
Those aren't Dickies. Dickies are like turtlenecks.
No, there's a company called Dickies that does work stuff.
Right.
Yeah, there is.
Yep.
I used to buy them. I mean, I used to have to buy for the when I worked in the summers.
Okay.
But anyway, so there'd always be a pocket. There'd be a little notebook. And there'd be a pencil, not a pen, a pencil. Because I remember him always sharpening it with his little pocket knife. And a comb. He'd always carry a comb.
You know what?
He'd always carry the little black comb. Your dad, Todd?
I think my dad had I don't think he did.
I did.
Oh, Todd did. Green Bay says, and a handkerchief. You are correct.
Yep. You know what?
You are 100% correct. He would always have a handkerchief.
And my dad had work ones, which were the colored ones with the swirls and
almost
stuff.
Almost like bandanas.
Yep, exactly. In fact, I will tell you this. After my dad passed, he had a couple of those. That's what I kind of kept.
No kidding.
Because that reminded me of my dad.
I was just going to say that, Todd. When my dad died, you know, and you go and your mom says you can do whatever you want. I took his handkerchiefs too.
Yep.
Yeah. 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 No, that's cool. That's cool.
He always had that. That is really funny.
Isn't that
how
funny?
How consistent they were, yet, you know, they know each other, yet they all had the same, you know, that common bond.
That era of guys, that's, you know, it's like, we're prepared for whatever it takes.
We're going to cut our way out of a forest if we have to.
Absolutely.
But we're going to look good for the girls,
too. Absolutely. You're exactly right. But I remember him taking that little pocket knife out. He'd go out to the garden, and you have the head of lettuce. And cut off the little head of lettuce and, you know, trim the radish, trim the things.
And what's cool about that or true about that, they always had it.
Always.
You know, it's not like, well, I don't have my coin purse. I don't have my knife. It's, Dad, you got
that
it
was,
always.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
That's
what
awesome.
Else did your dads used to carry it and always have? We need to know. Because I think we might have covered the gauntlet. But he'd always have pictures of his kids in the wallet. Yeah. He'd have the old-fashioned wallet that would have the plastic sleeves. Remember?
Yeah. That's funny.
And
that's
he always had memories. Money in his wallet. Yeah. I bet I don't have a cent in my wallet. I mean, I got the credit card. But those guys would always, they'd open up their wallet, and they always seemed kind of rich. Because they'd be like, you know, a 10, a couple of fives, 3 ones. But they, like, always had money.
But they didn't have credit cards like we do.
No, I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Listen, my friend had his dad's Memento pocket knife with him by mistake. We went to the Brewer game last week. Obviously, the Milwaukee police took it from him, but he got it back in the mail. Too funny. Wow. That's the thing you got to be so careful of with pocket knives these days.
Yeah. I mean, you see that stuff, TSA at the end of the year, just the bins and bins they have of stuff. And there's a lot of pocket knives in there. So, yeah. No, you're right. You can't carry them like you used to either.
I know I've always been a huge fan of pocket knives, haven't you? I mean, they're just, when you got one with you, I told you, I carry that one to trim my nose hairs when I'm driving.
And then you cut yourself.
Then
you cut your nose.
I cut
Remember
my nose.
That?
I did that last night a little bit, too.
Jeez.
It's an actual Swiss Army knife. I got it from Bay Area Jewelers. They were selling them one time at a real good price. They are good to have. They got those little scissors. You can do a lot of things with those little scissors and the Swiss Army knives. A lot of things. Those are good to have.
I've seen those. Really? Are they sharp? Those work?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Look at my nose.
No, thanks.
Looking good.
Looking good. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
I could bring it in. It's in my car. I could bring it in. We could trim Todd's beard. We could trim Todd's beard.
Can't do that.
On air with my little Swiss Army knife scissors. We could. That's how sharp they are. Okay. Just proved to you how sharp they are.
I'll just believe you.
All right.
But yeah, carrying those things though, that's just not a thing anymore.
Oh, there it is. Whose is that? That's a nice
Terry
knife.
Terry sent that in.
Ooh. Terry, that's a nice knife.
What kind of knife is it?
That looks sharp.
That's a no nonsense.
No, it's a Winchester knife.
That's a nice knife. Terry, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But yours had more things than a blade.
Well, I've got different ones, but the one I carry in my car has the scissors in case I need something to cut out of a newspaper or something or a coupon.
Is that the corkscrew for your
wine? Yeah. Yeah. Those don't work that great though. Those don't work that great.
Because they're little.
They're so little, and those corks are in so
I know.
Incredibly
and you
hard.
You pull it out, and it's just cork. Yeah.
Aren't they getting away from corks in wine bottles? Didn't I read that someplace that they found a better way to do it? Or not using cork, maybe, and more of a synthetic thing?
It's like a plasticky
kind of
thing.
Plasticky thing. And those are even harder.
But then that takes away from when the guy gives you the cork to smell.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah. What am I going to say?
I know whenever anybody's been someplace and they do, it's like, really?
Would you like to sniff the
cork? Yeah, I'd be like, hang on. No. Bring that one back. Yes.
I agree. I think it's more of a show, but yeah.
Well, some of those wine connoisseurs.
But Johnny, if they handed you a plastic thing, it would be like weird.
Yeah.
So
I know. But you know what I mean?
I don't see the corks going away. But anyway.
Some of those wine people are snobs.
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
They?
Totally.
I remember we went for a real nice dinner one time with my dad when he retired. And you ordered red wine, which we had for every single meal. And he said, but you know, I'd like ice in it. He goes, sir, we serve our red wine at room temperature. He goes, oh, yeah, here's my wine then. Give it to me at room temperature with ice. Is that too much?
That's great.
My dad always has extra screws, nuts and bolts, and a variety of other things picked up throughout the day, then empty it all out on the kitchen table when he comes home. I like that.
I like that, Dad.
I like this one, Carrie Ann.
And then he put them in little like baby jars, you know.
Right,
we did that too. I don't even know if they make those anymore.
You never threw two things. You never threw away
baby jars
and coffee cans.
Yeah.
You never threw those away. Yeah. The old Folgers coffee cans,
yeah.
You never threw those things away.
You know, I wish there was a use. I throw those away because I go through
a lot of coffee. Well, we used to put night crawlers in. We'd pick night crawlers.
Yeah.
But then we've got, I'm sure, in my old basement, it's loaded with nuts and bolts and stuff like that with the old
That's
Folgers
cool.
things.
That's a good memory of your dad.
Carrie Ann, what do you mean corks are for quitters? What does that mean? Is that a line from a movie?
I don't know.
I want it, Carrie Ann. You got to tell us. What does that mean? Corks are for quitters because I like it. What does that mean? Corks are for quitters. We need to know this.
I'm trying to think what that would mean.
I don't know. Corks are for quitters.
She says, finish the bottle.
Oh!
That's funny.
Very nice.
I like it.
Oh,
I like
very
it.
Nice. But, okay, talk
that
about
is funny.
Talk about great inventions since our childhood, though, Jim. Todd, you'd be too young for this. But now you buy a big bottle of soda. Obviously, it's a plastic bottle. And it's got the screw and cap. You keep it for 2 weeks. Our day, and we're going to talk old men here. This is old man talk. Our day, and like on Sundays, we don't only have soda on Sundays, but you get the big bottle of cream soda or whatever, okay, and you open it. And you'd have to try, if there was some left, you want some from there, you'd have to try to straighten that bottle cap to try to pound it back on. Isn't that the truth, Jim? Remember that? You had nothing to screw on. You'd take the actual bottle cap, take a little hammer or something, and try to pound out the crease part from when you took it off. So that it wouldn't go flat. True or false?
That's probably true, but we had 10 kids, so we never had.
Oh, didn't have anything left over.
Didn't you have those little stoppers that you put on the top?
No.
You lift the little,
that's for rich kids.
I was going to say we had those, but I shouldn't have. Yeah. But I don't remember using. Yeah,
the bottle cap again?
No, but that stoppers are cool. I mean, that was kind of a little bit of a apparatus thing that you could put on there.
Yeah.
Yes. That was. We had those.
I bet I'm not the only one out there that used to have to try to pound the bottle caps back on so the soda doesn't go flat, so the pop doesn't go flat. Yes.
You just said soda on Sundays?
That's the only day.
That's kind of a...
What?
That's a good policy.
Absolutely.
It's good for your health, plus it's a treat for being good all week.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
My mom would buy the cheapest soda in the world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then we could only have one can per day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd load up. We came to Shopko Liquor. Was it Bubble Up or something?
Right.
And it wouldn't even say like 7-Up. It'd say
Lemon Lime.
Lemon Lime. We'd Cola.
Orange Crush. Orange Crush in the brown
orange.
Bottle. In the brown bottle.
We never bought top brand stuff. I'm not trying to sound like I was, you know, whatever. They just saved money every way possible. And they all said, it all tastes the same. Mine on the mirror, back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We are experiencing a stretch of severe weather in Wisconsin. 22 tornadoes were reported over four different days. This includes the strongest one that ripped through Evansville area, marking the first time that a tornado ever touched down during the month of February in Wisconsin. Now, we typically average 23 tornadoes during an entire year and recorded 21 in 2023. But we've already surpassed last year. And what's considered to be the most severe weather months of June and July are still ahead of us. One more thing, forecasters are predicting a shift to a La Nina climate pattern in July, meaning our severe weather season could be longer and more damaging than ever. Information you need to be sure you and your family are always weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine.
One of my all-time favorite Neil Diamond songs.
Yeah. Well, he had so many. That's a good one. Yeah.
Man, I regret not seeing him in concert sometime.
Yeah. He was great.
All songs. I'm gonna say this. All songs that have wine in them are usually pretty good songs. Have you ever noticed that? The Days of Wine and Roses.
That is true.
Great movie, Jack Lennon. Remember that movie? Great movie. He and his wife were recovering alcoholics, and they ran a greenhouse, and his father found that he was hiding bottles of booze in the plants and things.
Wow.
Yeah. Days of Wine and Roses. Great movie.
That's pretty
cool. Oh, my gosh. Tom T. Hall. Okay, give me a little bit of this. Give me a little. Let me hang on. Let me just have a little bit. Let me just have a little bit. Let me just. Come on, please. Lawrence, please.
One line.
Please. How old do you think I am? He said. I said, I didn't know. He said. I turned 65.
About 11
months ago.
You know this.
How do you not know this? In Atlanta, Miami. Pouring blended whiskey down. When this old gray-black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge.
There wasn't anyone around.
But this is old man and me. The guy who ran the bar was watching Ironsides. On TV.
Just a slow song.
Uninvited, he sat down
and
opened up his mind about old dogs and children and watermelon wine. One of Tom T. Hall's all-time great songs.
Oh, that's a slow song.
Well, I'm just saying.
To the point.
The only part that's a little scary about that song talks about this really old guy who's 65.
What?
That ain't old. You mean 85, right?
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Tom T. Hall. Love Tom T. Hall. I you can find a bad song that's about wine. I'm telling you this.
I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to find one.
You won't.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeff Walker, who I loved. Sangria Wine. Great song. You got this text here. Did you ever have a Gum Barker? I will say I did not. Put your gum on it at bedtime and start all over the next morning with the same piece of gum. I don't think I've ever done that. I don't think I've ever had a Gum Parker.
What?
I know some people, like when I was younger, you'd put the gum on your bedpost.
Yeah.
And then the next day you just take it off and start.
Really? But it was so hard. Wasn't it?
But mom was really worried about gum. Like she would give you like half a Chiclet. Like she would chew.
Oh,
half
really?
Of it. Yeah, that's all you could have.
Ah.
It was like I didn't, but it was like we grew up in the Depression in my family.
I know. That's well, they did.
I know. You're
they
right.
Did. That's
you're right.
They did, and they still look at it that way. Yeah. That's exactly with my family. They still remember the Depression. Yeah. Not even a question. Yeah. You threw nothing away. You just saved everything. We could use that someday.
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. That's my dad.
Yeah. Well, we could. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're not throwing that away. We could use that sometime.
Or it'll be worth money someday.
Yes, that was another one. It'll be worth money someday.
Trust me, after they were gone, none of it was worth
none
it.
None of it was worth it. Well, I agree.
With our kids, my mom, and that's a change to see another generation spending money. And she thought some of our spending was frivolous. And she used to say once in a while, what you kids need is a depression.
We used to get that too. Absolutely. You know,
it was so over the top.
Yeah.
Just this $4 coffees. Could you imagine?
No.
Or Donna's grandpa used to just buying bottled water. Like he just couldn't comprehend that. And
I'm with you on that one. You know what? I mean, I drink a lot of water, believe it or not. And what I've got, I use that bottle that the guy, Wayne's friend, came in with those cool bottles. He made that type of maple, almost like to put into old fashions and things like
that. Right. I remember that.
But he's got that cool bottle with the kind of top you mentioned with the wire type thing.
Right.
Yep.
And I'll be honest with you, and you can look in my fridge. I use that every day. I fill it with tap water and I mix it with Tang and I shake it up and instead of going to a store and having all these plastic bottles have you seen the plastic bottles they cleaned out of the ocean last week? I'm becoming a little bit of an environmentalist in my old age, but it's crazy. It's mind-boggling totally. What plastic bottles are doing to this planet.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's pretty cool that many, many water fountains or bubblers, as they call them here, have refill stations as well. You know what I mean? That's cool.
Yes, I agree.
I want to encourage people like you to use something that's more reusable, but we have a long ways to go to get rid of plastic. I mean, every time you see these terrible things that happened, like in Mississippi it's truckloads of plastic.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah.
Did you know, I heard a commercial the other day, actually when it was up north on one of the radio stations going into the UP, and it was on a recycling center type thing, but it's talking about recycling. Do you know that do we have any recyclers, people that work recycling? It said they don't want you to crush cans.
Let's get Seth back
before you put them in. They want the cans whole because of the way they count them and things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he said, don't crush cans. Man, everybody used to have a can crusher.
Yeah. Yep. Drop that stuff off, get a couple of bucks.
Absolutely.
But so Seth, who he's going to be moving to Madison, but he's the guy that I had appointed him to the environmental.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was called. Anyway. He could come on and talk about some of these things.
Okay.
There's some rumors out there, but I'd like to know if we're making any headway on this plastic. I would guess not. It just seems like there's still so much in the stores. But
plus, you don't get anything for plastic, right?
No.
I mean, as far as if you're in Michigan, you do. You know, that's what I saved up. I had probably 500 plastic bottles saved because they were a dime a piece, and I was going to bring them up to Michigan. Then I moved, and it's like, do I move them or not?
No, they're not that. Really?
They're 10 cents a piece in Michigan, right over the border in Menominee. Go to the old Angeles stores.
Why aren't we collecting truckloads of that and driving
up
there?
I'm trying to. That's my goal. That's my mission.
And people would drop them off just to feel good about it. We could collect plastic bottles, have a drop-off, big containers, fill up a whole truck,
you know,
and then give the money to charity.
No, we could use it for our thing that we're talking about yesterday, where we're going to feed 1,000 kids for a year.
Oh, yeah, for $10.90.
Yes. Wouldn't that
I
be
love it.
I love it. I love it.
First of all,
feeds a kid for a day.
First of all, you've got to confirm that we get 10 cents. I don't think that's
true. I just
looked
it up. It is 10 cents in Michigan for the Michigan Beverage Container Act.
So can we bring Wisconsin?
Actually, remember the Seinfeld episode? There, Kramer and Newman were going to make a trip from New York to Michigan to return all those bottles. They're going to Michigan because it was in the Seinfeld episode.
Now, do they have to be marked Michigan bottles, though?
No.
You're right, because even if you look at your bottles here in...
It'll say Michigan, Vermont, blah, 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 how much each state gives.
Correct. Michigan's a dime a piece. There's too much money here.
It's true.
Thank you. It's 1 hour away, 54 minutes away.
I'll put the business plan together.
Okay. We'll donate your plastic bottles to us.
Everybody will, Johnny.
But it's not a lot of the water bottles don't.
It's usually the soft drink bottles.
Sodas and things like that.
What's the number that has to be stamped?
The iced tea ones, I know. You just look at the little logo.
I know, but let's find out so we can tell the listeners.
Okay. It literally says on there, Jim, like he said, Michigan, Vermont, Connecticut, whatever it is.
Yes.
And the price that it's worth.
Yes. We can make a lot of money. We got center break.
Love it.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Crude and Dom. A record number of Wisconsin Democrats are running in legislative races. Devil's Advocates will tell you when and who and where. Tune in Wednesday.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. 1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.